If one of your goals for 2017 is exercising more often, but you're worried about staying motivated, well, a former air ambulance pilot turned app developer living in Prince George thinks he can help. Andrew Crietta brings us this story.
Growing up, Urson Karmanish was a pretty active guy.
Yeah, I've done sports all my life.
But he really started to appreciate the importance of being active after he started working as a pilot in the medical system.
I used to be an air ambulance pilot for almost 3 years. I saw a lot of people that were sick because of an unhealthy lifestyle. So I tried to make a change and help people be more active. And I think if people have sports bodies to do sports with, then it's much easier to get active and stay active. Yeah, I'm Urson Karmanish. I'm the founder of Sporty Body Inc. And we just built the app 5F.
Here's how 5F works. After downloading it, you create a profile. You add a photo, and then you click on which sorts of sports and activities you enjoy. Mountain biking, archery, skiing, basketball. Then the app gives you a list of all the people in the area who are interested in the same things, and you can make arrangements to meet them. The idea is that if you have someone to exercise with, you're more likely to exercise.
If you have a buddy and you go running every week, you're more likely to actually do the run every week and not skip it every once in a while.
Urson says this is a sort of app he wishes had existed when he first moved to Prince George from Switzerland 8 years ago.
Initially, I had no friends. I didn't know anybody. And I would have liked the app would have existed back then.
A lot of time when people move to a new place, they join sports clubs or whatever. I mean, did you do that?
I was planning to do that, but I worked 6 to 7 days a week, so that never happened.
He believes this is a common problem, especially for people who move a lot. You have irregular shifts, or you spend a lot of time on the road or out in camp, so you aren't able to commit to a soccer team or a regular sports club, but would still like to connect with people when you want to go out mountain biking or out for a ski in the freshly fallen snow.
Well, we just got fresh snow, so I would log in and look for a cross-country buddy.
This isn't Urson's first venture into the world of app development. He's also created one that helps students training for their pilot's license by giving them practice questions before taking their exams.
I'm fascinated with apps because you can reach a lot of people. You can just place it online in the App Store and people can download it all over the world.
The difference between this app and the last one is Urson's more focused on making this one work. He stopped piloting and is making 5F his full-time job.
Do you have a measurement of how many users you have?
Yeah, I got 1,500 downloads so far.
And how many people, do you know how many people are actively using it?
About 1,100.
That's a pretty big...
Yeah, it's okay. I'm still hoping for more users, of course.
1,500 users after the app has been around for just a few months sounds pretty good to me. But Urson explained that the challenge with an app like this one is having 1,500 users does no good if they're in 1,500 cities spread around the world. He needs the users to be in the same place so they can actually connect with each other.
It really takes, you know, a dozen downloads in every city until the app really works.
But he's hopeful. Initial reviews in the App Store are positive.
Yeah, it feels pretty good. When I got the first 5-star review, that was a good feeling. Obviously, there is a demand here, but I'm waiting for more downloads, of course.
So for 2017, Urson says his goals are to actively promote the app and just stay active. For CBC Radio, I'm Andrew Curiata in Prince George.
Thanks very much, Andrew. And if you want to check out that app, you can find it by searching for 5F in the iTunes App Store or by going to app5f.com. We'll post a link to that from our Facebook page, facebook.com/DaybreakNorth. Later this week, we'll be hearing more about the world of tech development right here in Northern BC.